Florida gay activists blamed Anita Bryant's anti-homosexual coalition for the defeat of the Equal Rights Amendment there. It lost by 2 votes after reported arm twisting by anti-ERA forces within the state legislature and after heavy lobbying from the outside. The outside front united the anti-gay former Miss America turned orange juice advertiser Anita Bryant with anti-abortion, anti-premarital sex, anti-ERA groups. They claimed that the ERA legalizes homosexual marriages and adoptions and unisex bathrooms. ERA women's groups labeled the charge a lie, saying there was no connection between the two. Gays said it was manufactured to create fear in the Sunshine State, where homosexuality issues are hot headlines every day now. According to Bob Kunst, some state senators believed it. They switched votes and introduced prohibition laws.
It was also a snow job. I mean, here you had one state senator, Trask, out of Florida, who says, well, I'm switching my vote. And he was supporting it 4 times in a row, and he just switched his vote and said, well, I don't want unisex toilets, as if the idiot has never ridden a plane before, and I don't want gay marriages. And unfortunately, the pro-ERA forces never responded. They figured, well, we can't touch it because it's too volatile. Well, the fact is it was so volatile, and the fact they didn't touch it, that they blew it.
Kunst is on tour to raise money for the June referendum to overturn Florida's new Civil Rights Act. It includes the right to sexual and affectional preferences. Bryant's Save the Children campaign originally petitioned for the referendum, and now it's in court to stop it. Kunst says that's because she knows they don't have the votes to win. A coalition of civil rights, Jewish groups, old people, and gays from varied cultural backgrounds have united to get voters to support the Civil Rights Act. Alan Rockway said one unreported bombing and a suicide in the Latin community should be added to the list of violent reactions to the anti-homosexual media campaign in the Miami area.
This kind of hate and violence that the Bryant forces are kind of spewing forth is very dangerous, and it really is having an effect. It's very reminiscent of the old Agnew-Nixon politics of hate and division.
Rockway believes Miami is the first battleground on this aspect of human rights in America. He says many other communities are interested in extending the Civil Rights Act to gays. Meanwhile, Bryant pledges she'll fight it all the way to Capitol Hill this year. This is Ellen O'Leary at Pacifica's National News Bureau in Washington.
Okay, if you'll...
7654321. This morning, two gay activists, Bob Kunst and Alan Rockaway, were speeding their way down the halls of the 8th floor of the National Press Building here in Washington. They were quickly dropping leaflets at the Spanish News Service and the Japanese TASS and on through our very own door at Pacifica. Ted Clark and I interviewed them about the recent defeat of the Equal Rights Amendment in Florida. They'd just come from there and were on their way to other northeastern cities to raise money and talk about the coalition of anti-gay, anti-ERA forces spearheaded in Florida by Anita Bryant. They believe the Miami situation will repeat itself around the country unless women, gays, and minorities unite and prepare for attacks on their civil rights.
Could you kind of give us a background of what's been happening in Dade County?
Well, in January, the Dade County Commission passed a civil rights law which bans discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodations based on sexual and affectional preference. It's actually one of the strongest laws in the country, although there are 37 other communities that have such a law. After it was passed, or rather right before, Anita Bryant organized a group called Save Our Children, although we don't know from what, to try to overturn the law. And she's been conducting a hate campaign, not only in Miami, but all over the country, that the likes of which really hasn't been seen in a long time. And she is really taking a very dangerous stance. She really was responsible for defeating the Equal Rights Amendment in Florida, because she raised the specter of homosexual marriages, which turned some of the state legislators off. 3 senators changed their minds because of the fact that they did not want homosexual marriages.
Which is really a phony issue anyway, because gays are not really interested in marriage. We already have the freedom to create and walk away from any relationship. And in essence, Phyllis Schlafly and Shirley Spellberg and Anita Bryant, who were all the anti-ERA forces down there, kept on exploiting this issue, and nobody responded by saying it was a phony issue except for us. So in essence, the tactic that they use worked, at least in terms of defeating it in Florida. And we feel that the only way that we're going to be able to pass equal rights amendment anywhere else in the country is by diffusing this issue, by coming out and saying, hey, it's a phony issue, and actually the gay community is really going to help be responsible for ERA being passed all over the country.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the coalition that you mentioned that Anita Bryant has mobilized?
Well, actually, Anita Bryant's group is composed of the higher echelon of the Republican Party in Dade County, and Ronald Reagan was just there doing his number with that. There's also the fundamentalist church groups, as well as the people who are opposed to the Equal Rights Amendment. And I think it's important to recognize that they represent a very serious attack upon the U.S. Constitution, because what they're trying to do is really two things. One of them is to overturn the separation of church and state. The only argument they have against gays is the fact that their interpretation of the Bible does not allow it. And so they're really violating church and state. And the other thing that they're doing that violates the Constitution is that they're setting out to create a group of second-class citizens. We already have the rights law in Miami. It's already there. We have the constitutional rights. In setting out to overturn it, they're saying that really they're making an attack on the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which is creating a group of second-class citizens. And once that's done, it opens the way for destroying civil rights among blacks and Jews and other minorities.
It's really interesting also that they call themselves the normal majority. It's almost like another Nixonian slogan for a change. And of course the question is, what is normal? And we've countered them consistently, because they're not just against the gays, they're against any alternative lifestyle, any alternative relationship. They come down as hard on oral sex between men and women as they do in terms of same sex. And any different alternative to marriage, which Brian has quoted in a UPI news release out of Chicago, March 13th, she says, we don't want any alternatives to marriage to be shown to our children. And she's not just talking about gay, she's talking about any aspect. The key elements of her group are also the people who are against birth control, abortion, premarital sex, the whole trip. So we're faced really with a national battleground developing in Miami, in the sense that all these energy and forces of the church and the Republican Party and the anti-ERA people are focusing all of their energy exploiting the gay issue to just create a witch hunt. And we feel at this point that the community, gay and non-gay and bisexual, everybody there is really so incensed at this outrage that Brian has produced, that we've already taken at least five polls. The latest one shows that 56.4% of the community, the total community, supports a gay rights ordinance there. And what we feel is also that Miami would be the first community in history to support human rights based on affectional or sexual preference through the ballot box. And we're embarking now on a $200,000 campaign fund to make sure that we pull it off at the ballot box. But we also know that the Bryant forces know, too, that they can't win a general election. They cannot win a public referendum. So they're trying to stop the election now by throwing in court actions and injunctions to slow down the whole process. They collected 64,000 signatures, and in essence, they took their grassroots and said, hey, we want the election. And then when the time came to see what was really going to happen, the Bryant people really not only ripped off everybody else, they ripped off their own people. And so they are trying to stop the election. We want the election. And if Metro would even consider repealing it, we would immediately go out and get our own petition to put it back on the ballot.
You said that there was response on this from the Latin community and from different sectors of the community.
Right.
I'm trying to get a sense of, it's crossed beyond, like you were saying, it
way
seems,
beyond
that,
the gay issue,
a sexuality
right.
issue.
We have a condominium group of Jewish mothers. It's called Born Free, Fight Bigotry. We have Latins for Human Rights. We have clergy and laity. There's at least 10 different organizations. And, of course, we're the Miami Victory Campaign, which is forming the national organization umbrella and local umbrella. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in any community. And our voter registration is unbelievable, too. Every single day we're having events, and we manage to put voter registration tables in there. Really, Anita Bryant's probably the best issue that's ever happened for the gay community, because we certainly never could have gotten and done this thing on our own. And she's created such a storm and made such a fool of herself. But on the other hand, she's also a very dangerous person, because it only took two extra votes to wipe out the Equal Rights Amendment in Florida. It's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy. But we've got to stop it right now. We've got to unify across the country, and we've had thousands of letters and money coming in from all over the country to deal with this issue. And also we've had requests from different communities on copies of our ordinance so they can initiate it in their own communities. And I think that's really been the most incredible thing, too. before, nobody was even talking about gay rights or human rights on this level. We're going to be down in South Carolina, I think the 27th of this month, and South Carolina is the next state that deals with it. So we're going to very strongly counter anything that goes on. Also, what's very, very important, too, is that the women's movement has already indicated they're going to be boycotting Florida and Florida citrus products and everything else, and we're fully behind that. We very firmly believe that... you know, California's a state that has consenting adult legislation, has passed the Equal Rights Amendment, and doesn't harass the gays. What we're suggesting is everybody, you know, switch your orange juice brand, because Anita Bryant gets a little percentage of every drink that is bought from Florida. And we feel very strongly that anybody who's part of national conventions that are planning to go to Florida, switch it to somebody else, and to make a very big economic dent. I mean, it's time for people to put their money where their mouth is. It's an absolute national disgrace that 21 men held back equal rights for women all across the nation. And I think the whole country must respond like as affirmatively as possible with their anger. And, you know, just like the movie Network says, you know, we are bloody angry, and it's time to scream it out from the window tops. You know, enough is enough.
Pickle, one of them is...
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2. Hello?